January 29, 1928, immense value of the writings on the divine will. How they are characters transmitted by the celestial fatherland. How they will lay siege to the human will. Desire of the heart of Jesus. His acts, an army asking for the kingdom of the fiat. I was reading in the 20th volume what regarded the divine will, and I felt such impression, as if I would see a divine life, alive and palpitating, flowing in the written words. I could feel the strength of the light, the life of the warmth of heaven, the virtue, as though operating, of the divine fiat in what I was reading, and I thanked my Jesus from the heart, who, with so much love, had deigned to make me right. But while I was doing this, my beloved Jesus, as though unable to contain himself, the throbs of his heart, came out from within my interior, and throwing his arms around my neck, he pressed me tightly to his heart to let me feel his ardent heartbeats, and told me, "My daughter, you thank me for I have made you right with regards my will, doctrine all of heaven, and which is the virtue of communicating the life of it, palpitating in all celestial, to those who will read these writings. My will is palpitating in the midst of creatures, but it lives suffocated by the human will. These writings will make its heartbeat felt so strongly, that it will suffocate the human will and will take its first place of life which is due to it, because my will is the heartbeat in the life of all creation. Therefore, the value of these writings is immense. They contain the value of a divine will. If they were written in gold, they would not surpass the great value which they contain in themselves. These writings are suns impressed with characters of most refulgent light in the walls of the celestial fatherland, and they form the most beautiful ornament of those walls of the eternal city, in which all the blessed remain enraptured and amazed in reading the characters of the supreme will. Therefore, greater grace I could not give in these times, than transmitting, through you, the characters of the celestial fatherland to creatures, which will bring the life of heaven into their midst. So, just as you thank me, I thank you, for being willing to receive my lessons and to make the sacrifice of writing under my dictation. It was my will that, while you were writing, made flow the living virtue of its ardent, eternal and vivifying heartbeat, which it impressed in your characters. This is why, in rereading them, you feel the renewing of it, all celestial, which is impressed in them. Oh! How hard it will be for those who will read these writings, not to feel the palpitating life of my will, and not to be stirred, by the virtue of its vivifying heartbeat, from the lethargy they are in. These writings on my supreme fiat, by the strength of its light, will eclipse the human will. They will be balm to the human wounds, they will be opium to all that is earth. Passions will feel themselves die, and from their death will rise again the life of heaven in the midst of creatures. They will be the true celestial army which, while laying siege to the human will and to all the evils produced by it, will make peace, the lost happiness, the life of my will, rise again in the midst of creatures. The siege which they will lay will cause no harm to anyone, because my will is to lay siege to the human will so that it may no longer tyrannize the poor creatures, but may leave them free in the kingdom of my will. This is why I have insisted, and I insist so much in making you right. I have kept you on the cross, I have sacrificed you, it was necessary. It was about the most important thing, it was the echo of heaven, the life of up there which I want to form upon earth. And this is the reason for my continuous refrain, single quote, be attentive, omit nothing, and may your flight in my will be continuous. After this, I was continuing my round in the divine fiat, and I accompanied the sighs, the tears, the steps of Jesus, and all the rest done and suffered by him, saying to him, my love, Jesus, I place the army of all your acts around you, and investing your words, your heartbeats, your steps, your pains and all your acts with my I love you, I ask you for the kingdom of your will. Hear, O Jesus, if you do not listen to me by means of the army of your acts, which pray you, which press you, What else could I do to move you to grant me a kingdom so holy? But while I was saying this, I thought to myself, did my sweet Jesus have his desires while he was on this earth, or did he not have them at all? And he, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, as God, no desire existed in me, because desire arises in one who does not possess everything. But in one who possesses everything and lacks nothing, desire has no reason to exist. However, as man, I had my desires, because my heart associated itself with creatures and everything. And making the desires of all my own, I desired for all, with all ardor, to give the kingdom of my divine fiat to all creatures. So, if I sighed, I sighed for the kingdom of my will. If I prayed, cried and desired, it was only for my kingdom, which I wanted in the midst of creatures, because, since it was the holiest thing, my humanity could not do without wanting and desiring the most holiest thing, one, so as to sanctify the desires of all, and give them what was holy and of greatest and most perfect good for them. Therefore, everything you do is nothing other than my echo which, resounding in you, makes you ask, in each one of my acts, for the kingdom of my will. This is why I make present to you each act of mine, each pain I suffer, each tear I shed, each step I take, because I love that, investing them, you repeat after each one of my acts, Jesus, I love you, and because I love you, give me the kingdom of your divine will. I want you to call me in everything I do, to make resound for me the sweet memory of my acts saying, Fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. In such a way that, in seeing your littleness, the little daughter of my will echoing all my acts and placing them around me like an army, I may hasten to grant the kingdom of my will.